You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
holy place for Hashem. The command is as such, that Vasuli Mikdash, Hashem commands us, we have to make a holy place, and He will dwell among us. So now the question that is asked, the command is not that Hashem is asking us to make a construction. He's make a holy place for me. So the holy in the Hebrew term is called Kadosh. So then from here, very interesting thing. Kadosh, we write it as Guf Dalet Shin. So Guf is the first letter of Gol, that means sound. Dalet is Dibur, that means speaking. And Shin is for Shemia, that means to hearing. So that means, Hashem says, if you be able to make your sound, the sound that you make, the word that comes out of your mouth, what goes inside your ear is holy, is positive, then I'm going to come and dwell among you. You know what that is? Hashem says that I'm going to rest my glory among you if you be Kadosh. What does Kadosh mean? Kol, Dibur, and Shemiyah. The sound you make, the word you say, and what you hear. So there's a very interesting psychology behind this. And that is, the quality of the matters, like let's say, you want to see what type of wood is this, right? The carpenter knows. It looks like oak, but it's not. It only has a layer of the, but the inside is not good. What do you call it? It's a pressed wood, right? So now here, the Torah is teaching us, if you want to know what type of quality neshama one has, how do you know? The selective words that he uses. That means if he is very cautious to use proper words, holy words, that means he has an excellent neshama. But if he says anything that comes to his head, so that means his neshama needs a lot of tune-up. So here, that's what exactly the message here is. That to know what grade of neshama one has, you have to see how he speaks, what he says, how he says it, when he says it, when he doesn't say. So that's what exactly means. Vasuli Mikdash, that means the kol, dibur, and what goes inside your ear. Then he says, V'shachanti v'tocham. For example, the vault in the bank, how much does it cost? The vault? How much? The vault in the... No, just the vault itself, $100,000. So what do they usually put in the vault?
Diamond.
Pistachios, almonds, what else? Rice?
Raisin.
What do they put in the vault?
Diamond. My money.
Diamond. Wow.
Precious stone.
Why? Why they put such a thing in, you know, in the vault? Why?
Because it's valuable.
So if you make a vault, let's say in your house, and you put rice and
pistachios,
what are they going to think of you? Huh? What are they going to think of you? You spend $100,000, why? To put the ice cream in the vault. Here, Ribbono Shel Olam says, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'tocham. What does that mean? That means Yehudi should understand he has the quality. He has the potential that Hashem will rest in it. Hashem Yidbarach. You can put diamond in there. Then you're going to put pistachios in the vault. See what that is? That the greatness of Yehudi is as such that he is able, he's qualified that Hashem will rest in it. But God forbid you have a choice. Just like the vault that you spend $100,000 in spend $100,000 to build it. Why you spend so much money? To put precious gold and diamond and silver in there. Antique stuff in there. Not, you know, worthless thing. And that's what exactly the message here is. that if Yehudi doesn't know his worth, so then he's not going to be careful what I'm going to say, what is going to come out of my mouth, what I'm going to hear. So that means he's going to depreciate himself. He doesn't know his value. And that's what exactly such a honor, such a privilege that Ribbono Shel Olam says that I'm going to rest among you, not the place that you're going to make for me, you. It says, Va'asu li mikdash v'shahanti betocham. And that means to be able to make a valuable, worthwhile vault inside of us. We have to be careful, think twice. What I'm going to say, is it worth to say? Is it holy to say? Is it positive to say? And then here you create such a potential that Ribbono Shel Olam is going to rest inside you. And that takes away all the worries, all the problems, all the headaches in your life. Why? Because when Hashem comes and dwells among you, then there's no problems, there's no worries, there's no Chas V'Shalom sickness. And that's what we have to practice on. That create a Kodesh. That means think twice what you're going to say, how you're going to say it, is it worthless to say, is it worth it to say, and what we're going to hear. And that's what exactly the whole beautiful message of making a Mikdash. Not as a construction. The Mikdash, that means every Yehudi, it's like a Beit HaMikdash. You can bring holiness, you can bring Ribbono Shel Olam to his house. You can let Ribbono Shel Olam rest among us. And Hashem is like, you know, to be able to make a Mikdash inside us.
Amen.
And without Hashem, it's going to be a
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.